Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, whoever can do Proverbs 16:9 off the top of their head, can leave early. No one? A man's heart plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So it's kind of what Greg was talking. And that's also the sermon I had prepared, spending months for, you are not hearing today.
Okay.
You may not hear it until May or June. That's because the Lord put something else on my heart to discuss today. Which opens with a story. So when I was up here last month, I ended with a true-to-life story. That's God calling. Last month, I ended with a true-to-life story. So got another true-to-life story that will lead us into the topic today. 2 days after you last saw me, Nicole and I had to take a morning trip to help put a cat down, send her over the rainbow bridge. To me, this was not just any cat. Had this cat just shy of 19 years. Just shy of 19 years. Remember when I could just hold her? She would fit in the palm of my hand as a kid. I've always been an animal lover. Animals have surrounded me my entire life. Mm-hmm. Something about this cat, though, just touched my heart, touched Nicole's heart in 5 years. I had the cat 19 years. 19 years, though, we knew the day was going to come. The weekend before I last preached, we talked about it. I wanted to see the cat go on her own. The cat didn't want to go on her own. We knew the day was going to come. And guess what? That day came. That day came. That was a day of grieving. That day came. Was I ready for that day? No, I wasn't. I was not ready. That day came. It was a grieving day for the both of us. I thought I'd be able to go back to work after the deed was done. No. I didn't want to see anybody. I worked the rest of the day from home. We knew the day was going to come. And the day came. And of course, during a time of grief, and I don't know if you've ever realized it, when you're grieving, if you're in a time of grief, it seems to, you know, highlight and emphasize all the other emotions that are on your heart at that time. If you're frustrated with work and you are grieving, it just makes you feel human. So, kind of an immediate reaction, even before we had to go take her for one last car ride, you almost have the inclination to pray, Lord, help me through the grief. I ended up stopping. And I remember the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35. Jesus wept. That was my prayer. Jesus, weep with us, grieve with us. Does Jesus care? Great song. Ties in with the sermon. But the day came. Any procrastinators? Anybody like to procrastinate? Okay, great, great. Masker in the back. Any negative people? I know you're a procrastinator. But eventually, you gotta stop procrastinating, right?
Yes.
And the day comes where you gotta do whatever you've been putting off. Or maybe you're negative. That day will never happen. So during my grief, of course, you know, I grieve. We grieve. But my mind always goes to Bible stories. On that day, what prepares you for that day? Now, what is that day? Is it something you've been looking forward to, something you're hopeful for? Brittany getting a PhD, being our resident doctor, did you think that day was ever going to come?
I hoped.
You hoped? And guess what? That day came. Joyous day. Which then you probably were thinking, okay, what now? What about the unexpected? What about the unexpected? That kind of falls in the days you never think are going to come. Having a heart attack. Did you prepare for that? Were you ready for that, Barry?
No.
What prepares you for that? So we have days that we anticipate and hope for. And they're joyous when that day comes. And then there are the unexpected ones. Or the ones we are thinking that that's not going to happen. That day will never come. So we have many examples, high level examples in this book of that day. Of that day. I had part of my grieving, I jotted down 2 Samuel, beginning of chapter 12. Which is Nathan rebuking David, starting with the story about a man who bought a ewe. It's a little baby lamb. Who became like a house pet, who became a friend, and he got invited to go see the king. And the king goes, oh, look what you got here, you brought dinner. Heart-wrenching for that man, he didn't see that coming. A day he would not expect. Was he prepared for that? Was he ready for that? And so I don't have a lot of verses to read today because I think you'll be able to just get the point. Let's start with Adam. Start with Adam. What's going to happen if you eat the fruit? You're going to die that day. You're going to die that day if you eat the fruit. We you know, preaching-wise, we say, well, he died spiritually because he lived to, what, 860-something years old. If you read your Bible app, this morning, the verse 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now, verse actually kind of plays a little bit into this. But the verse before, 2 Peter 3:8, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day to the Lord. Adam died that day. He didn't live to be 1,000. That day came. Was Adam prepared for that day? Was he ready for that day? God's word was true. Let's move on in Genesis 6:3. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. A lot of people just automatically think nobody's going to live to be longer than 120 years. No, he's saying in 120 years, you're all done. You are all done. But he found favor with one man. He found favor with Noah. Was Noah expecting to be called on by God? Probably not. So he would preach 120 years. Oh, 5 years have passed. Floodwaters are coming. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. That day will never happen. That day will never come. You're out of your gourd. What's with the animals? No one knew the day was going to come. Others thought that day is not going to come. Noah was prepared. Nobody else was. Now, Noah may have been prepared. Was he ready? But guess what? The day came. The day came. God's word came. His promise. What prepares you for that day? That's a pivotal point in human history right there. That day came. A little later on in Genesis, there's a man named Abram. God calls upon him and says to him, you are now Abraham. You will be the father of nations. That day came. He was also told that they would be enslaved for 400 years at some point. That day came. That day came. How do we prepare ourselves for any day? How do you prepare for the unexpected? You know, I started thinking to, when I was looking to come back home to Massachusetts and get out of Arizona, I had a plan. I had contingency plans. If this goes wrong. So I had it all laid out, except one thing that went wrong, that kept me there an additional 6 weeks. That had Nicole flying out there. I don't think you're moving back, so I'm coming to get you. Did I expect that delay? No. Even all the planning I've done. So now we have Israelites now, because of the change of an Egyptian king, kind of living as slaves. With a promise. There's a promise to be free. They know this. But it's 400 years. 400 years. Hebrews 11. Anybody familiar with the ending here? Because I can refer back to this a few times. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. So some people did not see that day. Last verse in 11, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. So maybe in some situations that day doesn't come. You're going to procrastinate and try not to be prepared. Moses, just out doing his own thing, 80 years old. 80 years old, doing his whole thing, just all of a sudden a burning bush, you are going to go free my people. Did Moses expect that? Was he prepared? Was he ready to be called on by the Lord? No, because he's like, whoa, no. No, pick someone else. Pick someone else. I can relate to Moses. Because did I expect the good Lord, the worst sinner this side of the Mississippi, to be called to stand here? On July 24th, 2022, that day came. That was my first meditation. The day came. Was I prepared? Yeah, I had written down what I was going to talk about. Was I ready? Oh, good Lord, no. I was a nervous wreck for 9 months every time I stood up here.
Well, you did good.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Did you expect that day? I didn't. I mean, we can look at Jesus talking about being watchful, you know, he's referencing the, you know, the end times. Look for these signs. Look for these signs. We need to be prepared. So Moses goes through with it. And on that day, the Israelites were freed. The day finally came. The day finally came. It was a joyous day for them until the next day when they grumbled for the next 40 years. But the day came. And true to God's word, throughout the rest of the Old Testament concerning the Israelites, they'd be exiled, they'd be freed, they'd be exiled, they'd be freed. The day came. Now, of course, here in Hebrews, not everybody saw that day come. The Messiah was born on that day. 400 years of prophetic silence. The lowly learned first. Bunch of shepherds, the Messiah born that day. That day came. That day came. Long expected, the day came. He was crucified when that day came. Jesus knew that day was coming. He tried to tell his apostles, hey, the day is coming when I will not be here. The apostles did not think that day was going to come. Jesus knew that day was going to come. Was Jesus prepared? I would say yes. Was he ready for that day? I'm going to say briefly, no. If we read in Luke, "Father, take this cup from me." He had prepared all his life for that day. He was resurrected on that day. The day came. So looking at the Egyptian slavery of the Israelites, the 400-year period of prophetic silence, and the day finally came. It is written that Jesus shall return. We are 2,000 years later. Will that day come? Is that day going to come?
Yes, it is.
Will you be alive to see that day?
Probably not.
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not.
Hope it. That's right.
However, if you are not alive to see that day, what's it say in Revelation? The dead will rise. Therefore, you will see that day, whether in the flesh. Will you be prepared? What prepares you for that day? Will you be ready for the return of Christ?
Oh, boy.
What prepares you?
Bible.
It's a good starting point. Faith. Trust, for that day will come. We have a lot of days in life that we think will not happen. Okay, we may say, oh, Christ ain't coming in my lifetime. It's been 2,000 years. Day and hour is unknown. Could be on your home today and hear that trumpet blast. Would you be ready if it's today, if it's tomorrow? You know, just anything in life, there are things we know are going to happen. Our own mortality. The day will come. And the day will come when Jesus returns.
That's right.
No more crying. No more grief. No more living in this silly world. So I encourage you to be prepared, be ready to the best of your ability, not just for the return of Christ, but for anything that may happen in your life. Be prepared for the good days you look forward to. For when that day comes, praise God. Be prepared for the unexpected. Be prepared to react to it as Christ would react to it. Be prepared to be the coffee. I heard somebody say that once. Be ready. Because the days do come. Good, bad, indifferent, and the most glorious day is going to be when this last promise is finally fulfilled.
Amen.
And the day will come.
Amen.
Ron, can you close us in prayer, please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we wait patiently, Father, for this coming day that Jim has talked about. Father, we endure things in this life. It is imperfect. Things happen that are unexpected. Father, and we wait patiently for the promises that you've given us, that your Son will return. Father, we gather around the table each week, honoring Jesus and his death, his burial and resurrection, And we do that until he comes again for us. Father, we wait in anticipation for that day. Father, we ask you to bless us as we try to be prepared for the days that are ahead, whether it's for things that we anticipate or trouble that may come our way. Father, unexpected things, as Jim reminded us. Father, we ask for wisdom as we try to deal with each day's issues. Father, we ask for blessings of love for our neighbor, for those within our Christian family here, which we've talked about today, the encouragement that we give one another, the participation of everyone to make our time together more blessed. Father, we thank you for that kind of love. We thank you for the love that we have in this Christian family, Father. Yes. And it shows who you are to those that might visit with us and those that might be our guests. Help us to demonstrate Christ's love for one another. Father, we're just encouraged by the words that Jim has shared with us this morning, and we just continue to ask that you help us build the love that we have for one another.
Yes.
Strengthen our relationships. Create those ties that bind, make them strong. We pray these things through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Ron.